6:30 on a Tuesday. That's Freddy Horman, Centerfold, Scissor Sisters, Fighting Fire with Fire, and Len Miller, Ek Kloer, brings us to the time of the morning with the compliments of the solar-powered Oakhampton guest house. We've got our surf report with Greg. Greg, very good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning. Shall we go surfing?
Morning, Wayne. Well, it's always a good idea to go surfing if you can. I believe, you know, go and get your dose of vitamin C. Uh-huh. And actually, I did see a surf or two out at Nahoon, sort of mid-beach this morning. So guys are getting a bit desperate with all the east wind around. A touch more swell this morning. We see surf sort of in the 2 to 4 foot range. So maybe not a bad idea. Light easterly winds today. Hunt around and get a few bumpy waves in the beach breaks. Otherwise, Glen Eden will definitely be the best bet today, especially through the mid-morning. So head out there if you can and try and get a few waves. Mid-morning low tide, that will be the best for there. Possibly Argona, and then with the higher tides, if you're desperate, in and around town, Nahoon Beach Break, possibly Ganubi Bay, mm-hmm. could have a few fun waves as well. Tides for today, low tide around 11, high tide this evening at about 5 o'clock. Water temperature still sitting decent, 21 degrees. Watch out for the blue bottles. There have been plenty around. Just keep an eye. Sometimes there's loads that have been washed up on the beach, especially with the higher tide. And then, you know, there is a bit of a dip with the lower tide and you can get a break from them. But when they start coming in, they move in fast. So just keep an eye out for that, Wayne.
So blue bottles, the warning, and go and find that elusive spot. East winds, yesterday it was blowing again. Seasonal, or are we kind of heading to the transition towards autumn, and you know the weather will change slowly as we head towards autumn?
Yeah, it is seasonal, you know, but we are still in the summer pattern, so yeah, hopefully we'll start slowly seeing some better surf. Often this time of year, we start seeing a couple of cyclones that develop sort of towards up off Madagascar into Mozambique. That can give us great swells. Mm. Often with that, we get lighter winds. And then, you know, if we get those swells and a bit of westerly wind, we start going into a really good surf pattern. So hopefully, not that I'm asking for cyclones, but, more the cyclonic swells. Uh-huh. And then, of course, that with a bit of westerly wind, we'll start getting some really nice surf, and then from there we start clicking into our winter patterns. So I always see this as the turn. We're into the better part of the year. Right. The next couple of months up until sort of end of August, we should see our best surf.
Great.
But yeah, of course we still do have east winds to deal with, but in between we start getting a little bit more westerly, but not this week, sadly. Yeah. Maybe from next week.
That's it. But there are a couple of little nookies that you can find those waves still, so go and find them and enjoy the day. Greg, thank you very much. Have a good one.
Perfect. Thanks, Wayne. Cheers.
Cheers then. That's Greg Emsley with today's surf report, brought to you with the compliments of the Oakhampton Guest House.
The Oakhampton is a 4-star graded bed and breakfast with 2 decades of service to the tourism industry and the multiple winner of the AA Accommodation Awards for the best B&B homestay in South Africa. The Oakhampton is located in East London, 15 minutes from the airport, 5 minutes from the sea. The Oakhampton, a place where you have a name, not a number. Contact us on 083-660-510 or visit our website at www.oakhampton.co.za for corporate medium stay and weekend specials.
Time to look at the weather now. Have a look at seeing what's happening weather-wise around the province. And this is the information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings, yellow level 1. Severe thunderstorms resulting in localized flooding of low-lying areas, damage to property and disruption to power and communication. And this expected in places over Incube, Yetemba and Enoch Makajima. No fire dangers, advisories, a heat wave with persistently high temperatures expected in places over Chris Hani, Jotgabe and the northern parts of Alfred and Zor until Wednesday. The western half of the